From the leading personal injury and workers' compensation lawyers of Briskman, Briskman & Greenberg, this is the Chicago Injury Alert.
Welcome to the Chicago Injury Alert. The most prevalent type of medical malpractice is also the most underreported. Outrageous cases of medical malpractice, an operating surgeon leaving a surgical instrument inside a patient's body, or amputating the wrong limb, naturally receives a lot of attention when they are exposed. But the most common type of medical malpractice, or misdiagnosis, is not as well known, and it can be just as deadly. The term misdiagnosis includes diagnoses that are not correct, delayed, or overlooked, and it is believed to play a role in 10 to 20% of all medical cases. That makes misdiagnosis much more common than drug errors or operating on the wrong patient. A 2012 meta-analysis published in BMJ Quality and Safety found that there were 40,500 fatal diagnostic errors per year in intensive care units in the United States, which is equal to the annual number of deaths caused by breast cancer. Misdiagnosis is not only a problem with rare diseases. A study of medical errors in a Texas VA hospital system found that many errors involved common diseases like urinary tract infections and pneumonia. The study estimated that there are a minimum of 500,000 missed instances of misdiagnosis out of 500 million errors annually in primary care visits in the United States. Diagnostic errors happen more often in primary care settings, and studies have found that they typically involve not only negligence, but flawed ways of thinking about medical issues. Still, medical professionals' negligence is a large part of the problem. A 1991 Harvard University study found that 75% of medical errors involved negligence. Compounding the problem is the fact that misdiagnosis is believed to be severely underreported. Cases that result in medical malpractice lawsuits or shocking headlines only represent a tiny fraction of the dangerous mistakes that are made every day in hospitals and doctors' offices across the country. Medical professionals are not motivated to reveal their own mistakes or those of their colleagues, and reporting requirements are lax or non-existent. Mark Graber, a leading researcher of medical errors, has said that he doesn't know of a single hospital in the United States that tracks diagnostic mistakes. The lack of data means that change within the healthcare industry will be slow in coming. In the meantime, patients need to protect themselves. Be your own healthcare advocate. Keep a close eye on your medical records and ask questions, especially when a diagnosis changes or something about your treatment seems unusual. Amputee files lawsuit against hospital for cremating amputated leg. A patient has filed a lawsuit against Skokie Hospital for incinerating his amputated leg. The patient, an Orthodox Jew whose religious traditions indicate that the dead should be buried whole, claims that he informed a rabbi employed by the hospital that he wanted his leg to be preserved to be buried with him after his death. In March 2011, Moshe Lefkowitz had surgery to have his left leg amputated below the knee. The hospital claims that Lefkowitz signed consent forms permitting the hospital to dispose of his leg. Lefkowitz said in an affidavit that he is legally blind and was told by a nurse that he was only signing a form consenting to the surgery. Lefkowitz sued the hospital and the rabbi in 2013, seeking damages in excess of $100,000. A Cook County judge dismissed the suit, but that ruling was reversed by an appeals court, and the case was sent back for trial. The hospital argued in an appellate brief that Lefkowitz should not be able to sue the rabbi for what it termed clergy malpractice, saying that the plaintiff's religious contentions had no place in the civil court system. Lefkowitz claimed in court papers that he is suing the rabbi for negligence for not properly informing the hospital staff of his wishes. In reversing the circuit court's granting of the defendant's motion to dismiss, the court ruled that Lefkowitz had raised a question of material fact as to whether he had knowingly consented to the disposal of his leg. Rabbi Yonah Reis of the Chicago Rabbinical Council told the Chicago Tribune that under Jewish tradition, body parts that have been severed are preserved or buried for the day when it is believed that the bodies will be resurrected. Severed body parts are usually buried in private, low-key ceremonies.
This podcast may be freely shared in its original format but may not be modified or edited in any way. This is an attorney advertisement. Listening and or subscribing to the Chicago Injury Alert will not create an attorney-client relationship. This podcast is for information only and is not presented as legal advice. The hiring of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. This podcast is property of Briskman, Briskman & Greenberg of Chicago, Illinois. All rights reserved.